This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Curry, nothing.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
All righty. Warriors win 125-111 yesterday over the Milwaukee Bucks. And Guru, I'm looking at some of Curry's stats, Steph Curry's stats.
Give them to me.
And he's almost playing the same amount, like his shot attempts are rising is what I'm getting at. He's up to 18 shots a game, and it wasn't long ago that he was below 17.
Man.
So he's starting to get more shots.
Going a whole quarter almost without a field goal attempt. We lived that.
Yeah, and it started before Butler got here. Steph took a couple 30-shot games, but since Butler's arrived, he's gotten that efficiency back, and how much how much does that rely on Jimmy Butler? Here's Curry.
It's made sense so far. We've put together, after the first half in Chicago, put together six pretty good quarters with intentionality, good effort. You know, you see the positives of what Jimmy brings on both ends of the floor, just a high IQ guy, competitor. Plays under control all the time, and you know, we've put pieces around him with different lines. We're still trying to figure that out, so it's been good so far. Excited about building some momentum. We want to end the road trip right. We got an opportunity to do something pretty special considering, you know, where we've been this season.
All right, that's Steph Curry, rather. What do you think he's talking about? We have a chance to do something special. Do you think he's already thinking title?
Oh, there's no doubt. And I think that's why we're seeing a more frisky Steph Curry. I'll slow down on title, but I think he's got a chance, and that's all he's been asking for. This has been a game changer. And Steph, I'm sorry. I apologize. I was worried. I was worried that we were going, you know, damn near quarter with one field goal attempt. Steiny, like, that was just odd. And then the towel over the head. And I felt like, you know, that was him trying to send some signal like he wasn't happy. But to your point, he did get active in regard to the field goal attempts and going on the 30-point bender before Jimmy. And I wonder if that's they knew he was getting somebody or when he found out. But 38 points against Milwaukee, 32 versus Utah, 34 against Chicago, 37 against the LA Lakers, and he's letting them fly, and it looks like two or three years ago, Curry, Steiny, it looks like that version of Curry, like there's a lot of gas in the tank. And that's what I'm liking about what the future holds for this stretch run, man.
Yeah, Curry, obviously Jimmy Butler has, contributed to Steph being more efficient. Curry I mean, he didn't shoot well the two games before Butler arrived, obviously. It was 12 for 31 and 13 for 35. But the last two games, he's looked pretty good, Steph Curry.
Yeah.
And he what was he last? 6 for 16 from three. All right. It's a little under 40%, but it's fine. They won by 14 points.
Now, I do have a question for you about Curry because he talked about he knows he's averaging in regard to points per game. You know, this is the lowest in a while. What would it take in regard to getting that number fat at this juncture of the season? Is he going to have to just, like, is it seven more games of averaging 30 to get it back to 25? Or how was that? Because I know in baseball, once you get so many at-bats, Donnie, it's kind of like you got to really be Rod Carew and bat 400 to get that thing up. But I'm looking at that, what's it take?
I don't know. He's averaging 23-3 right now.
Yeah.
So it's come up about a point in the last four games.
All right. But he's been letting them go.
I'm wondering why the biggest issue for you on the Golden State Warriors is what Steph Curry averages per game.
Who said that was my biggest issue? I was just saying, since we're talking about Steph, I do want that number fat. Why are you smiling? I want that number fat.
I'm sure he does too. I know. It's like, I think one thing that you'll agree with is, you don't mind if the Warriors don't win as long as Steph's getting 35 a game.
No, never, never. You know it's better than that. But I'll tell you this. For the people and the whispers, and I was there, the bilateral tendonitis is kind of funny. I hadn't mentioned that in almost a week. Steiny, he's letting me know he's feeling good. Now, the thumb, I have no idea where that's at, and I hate he's using it in Sunday's game. But the bottom line is he's been on a bender, and it's come at an insane time, a perfect time, and Jimmy Butler knows what he is. And, Steiny, I just think they're building a formula to where if we're close, we got a guy that can get to the charity stripe with the best of them, and I'm starting to wonder, and I'm watching this. You'll get a kick out of this. The fact that Jimmy's getting so many trips to the free throw line, is Curry going to be the beneficiary of that? I mean, I'm just saying, it's not like there's been a game he hasn't gone to the line, Steph Curry, to the free throw line last night, 9 times.
Yeah. And when him and Curry are getting to the line, they're going to make them. Mm. So this team's already a better free throw shooting team now with Jimmy Butler. This is Steve Kerr on talking about the last two games with Jimmy Butler and how they feel different.
Guys feel really good about these two games, recognizing that both games were games we might have lost earlier in the season. I think the fact that Jimmy went to the line 15 times tonight, 13 times the other night, shows you the power of free throws and, you know, the ability to get your defense set and settle a game down when it needs settling. So it's a big change. We don't go to the line much, but last two games, I think up over 30 free throws each game, so maybe that's about to change.
All right, that's Steve Kerr. They may have solved their two biggest problems, not getting to the foul line and getting to the basket with Jimmy Butler.
And I do understand there are going to come some games and some guys, they got all the skill in the world, Steiny, where you're going to miss Wiggins on ball defense on that perimeter. I do understand that, but Jimmy Butler is no slouch. And when you get Kuminga back, Steiny, he is no turnstile. I know help D is not his best, but his on ball defense, I'm not mad at it. So if he can bring that back, I mean, they just get more energy. And it's funny, these four games, Steiny, what if I ask you Steph Curry's field goal total in those four games, what would you guess?
50?
100 attempts.
Oh. 110?
119. Oh. But he's been letting them go, baby.
And that's all that matters.
As long as he gets them up. That's a sign that he's feeling good.
You just said nobody takes shot attempts more serious than you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's got shot attempts. That's your most important stat. That's fine. Stand on business.
What do you know about that?
I don't know anything about it. That's why I'm asking you. You say it all the time. Brian Windhorst, what does this trade mean?
Give me a positive.
For the Golden State Warriors, and where does he see them in the standings.
Steph went to the bench at the end of the third, and Jimmy Butler made a huge impact with his scoring in that period where Steph was out. And that's really where the rubber meets the road here. The Warriors have just had periods over the last couple of years where they've just died on the floor when Steph has been on the bench. Jimmy is going to fix that. He has 28 free throws in the last two games. That's the most we've seen for a Warriors player since Durant in 2018. He brings that aspect to them. Kerr has basically said he's hoping this team, the way it's constructed, to get to the sixth seed. They were out of the top 10 just a couple of days ago. They're in 10th now. They're three games behind the sixth seed. That would be an incredible accomplishment. And if Jimmy's healthy, I think it's reasonable. I think they could do it.
All right, so Steve Kerr said last night that he thinks the Warriors can get up to six, and that's the goal. And they're three games out of the sixth spot right now. They got two more games to go before the All-Star break. And I think most importantly, everybody's favorite, Windy, thinks it's reasonable to get to the sixth spot.
Yeah. It's still there, as what's my old saying, Stoney? Our saying. The math is still there. So, obviously, it's going to take execution and a continuance of good basketball. But right now, I'm liking, like Moody stepped in last night, 34 minutes, excuse me, Stoney, stepped in last night and was balling. And if this continues and you get help, I don't want to say we're back to a strength in numbers, but if you're telling me Kaminga's coming off the bench, you got Pods coming off the bench, a Post coming off the bench, that's what it's going to be, and I'm here for it.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, what is the biggest difference you've seen with the Golden State Warriors the last two games with Jimmy Butler? I'm looking at the eye. I'm asking for eye test things right now, not necessarily the numbers. But what would you say is the biggest difference in the first two games with Jimmy Butler that's different from what has happened until they acquired Jimmy Butler?
And how would you answer that?
I would answer that they look more composed as a team. You know, for all Steph Curry's greatness, you know, sometimes the game gets a little out of control, and Butler does a great job of settling it down. He's sure-handed with the ball. He's given him some stability and some reliability. It feels like they are already using him in two games in a different way than they used Wiggins, obviously, because Butler can handle the ball more, but Butler's becoming a big focus on this team. And to me, the biggest difference is it's gone from pretty much 80% Steph Curry, and it's probably going to go to 50-50 with Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler in terms of, you know, the scoring aspect on this team.
And I love that. And I'll just follow up with this. I feel like I can read the mind of defenders when they're playing the Golden State Warriors. And I know I keep regurgitating this fact here, but Stoney, they were a one-trick pony, man. I just felt like everything was from the damn outside. As they went from three, that's what they were going to do. And now I feel like opposing defenses are they're stuck now. They know they got to worry about the run. It's not just the pass. And by run, I mean Jimmy Butler in the post, him playing through him in the post. Donnie, the dude can pass, and you can't ignore it. I know it's only eight quarters, but damn, you asked for the eye test. It is immediately seen to me, oh boy, other teams got more stuff to worry about than just a three ball with the Warriors.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. This is more Steph Curry on Jimmy Butler and what he's done.
Every possession just doesn't feel as hard. I mean, you still see attention, you still see defenses, but you have to worry about something else. We're just putting people in the right spot. So obviously, I'm going to be aggressive. And earlier in the year, that aggression didn't necessarily lead to anything as consistently as it has these last, you know, two games. The first two, I shot 30-something times, so that was a little different.
I was talking about the first two games before, or the two games before Jimmy got here, when he took 30 shots a game. But it seems like the Warriors were looking for help for Steph Curry. He was asking for help, and through two games, they got a guy who's absolutely positively helping the Warriors right now.
No, and I love every minute of it. And also, too, Stoney, we can't, brush over the fact that Steph Curry said his team, with him on it, wasn't built to come back. And I know it was the Bulls, but damn, down 24, that's what made that victory a little more special to me. They were supposed to win. I get it. But showing that you could come back, you know, one game in with Jimmy Butler's first game was beautiful.
Let's go to Jason in Philly. What's going on, Jason? How you doing, man?
What's up, y'all?
Hey.
Fly birds. Let's go.
Hey, hey.
but I wanted to call and say, ooh, I love you, man, but there is absolutely no chance in the world that Jimmy is going to start. Him and JK occupy the exact same space on the court. And one of the things that makes JK good in his stint right before he got injured was he had the ball in his hands a lot. Well, yeah. They got Jimmy playing point forward, and they got Dre playing point forward. So, I mean, that really edges JK out. And honestly, I think his chances to be in the closing lineup is going to diminish as well for spacing in the same reasons. I think JK's best shot at this juncture in the season is to really focus on being a POA defender, which is something that the team is missing with Andrew out. If he can focus on POA, running the floor, and transition points, he would be a great benefit to the team, him and Paz off that second unit. But starting is over. And I feel bad for the kid, too, because now is really about to affect his money going into next season. Mm. And ultimately, I think he's going to be traded. But we'll see. But no way he started, guys.
Yeah, but they'll play together, though. Obviously, if the non-Curry minutes start with Jimmy Butler and Kuminga's coming off the bench, we still get to be treated to that to see how they coexist.
Absolutely. I think he'll be the first sub for Jimmy off the bench. That'll be the rotation that they run, so he'll spend some time with Steph and Jimmy. But it'll be limited with Jimmy, I think.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jason. Man. Appreciate it. Wow. And, you know, I think Kuminga will be better. I just think, you know, Kuminga, he can certainly play with Jimmy Butler because Jimmy Butler can pass. But Jimmy Butler has the ball more than Andrew Wiggins. So that'll be something to watch. Like, I think, you know, Butler and Kuminga, I think, will be fine together because Butler knows how to play and he can pass. But the ball may not find itself in Kuminga's hands as much as before. But we'll see that as it develops. From the 510, T in Oakland says, I think I would sum up the biggest thing I noticed via the eye test is the pace is a lot better. This pace seems to fit the players they have on the team. They played too fast for me, and that is very tough to do if you don't attack the rim and don't have shooting. So slowing down now fits this team. That's T from Oakland. That's not a bad point at all.
And when you go to the stripe 38 times, Donnie, that's a lot of the game stopping.
Yeah, don't forget Bob Fitzgerald coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. Warriors television play-by-play man, and we'll get his thoughts in the 1 o'clock hour. 1 o'clock hour.
You think Curry can keep this up? I mean, because, Donnie, he's on a bender.
Yeah. I mean, he can forget the first two games. I don't want him scoring 30 like that. I mean, if he's taking...
What, the James Harden, Allen Iverson model?
Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing. I mean, how many times am I going to say that? You don't want Curry taking 30 shots a game. You want him taking 18 to 22. Mm. Because when he's taking, you just don't want to play that way. If especially if you're the Warriors, when Steph can do more than one thing. 925 on the text line. Stoney, last two games, I'm almost expecting them to come down the floor and get a basket or get to the line. The last few months, it was either a three-pointer, a bad shot, or a turnover.
Well, I'm a man.
510, biggest difference, fewer empty possessions.
Yeah. I would agree. Care of the rock. What did you say, Stoney? What, 9 turnovers last night?
Yeah, just 9 last night. More Steph Curry on Jimmy Butler's impact.
We've had it happen to us plenty of times where we can't get to the line and other teams can, and it just changes the momentum. Not only is it points, but it's ability to set your defense, you know, figure some stuff out. If there's a run going the other way, be able to talk some stuff out instead of taking a timeout, like little things like that. And he's taking advantage of the space. You know, we run a lot of motion offense, and he gets it, whether it's the end of a play where I get trapped and he's in the pocket, he's making reads, taking advantage of smaller defenders, or, you know, just positionally, he's always in the right spot. So there's another element we can get to as well with some of the pick and roll stuff that we've done and being able to take advantage of opportunities there. But he's, again, he's impacting the game in a different way that we haven't seen.
Steph Curry, yeah, on Jimmy Butler getting to the free throw line.
Now, what do you give me for this, Donnie? I'm not asking for much, but I told you all that I just kind of – I feel like the Warriors' offense with Draymond racing up the court like Jesse Owens to stop and kind of wait for Curry a couple times to get open. Like, defensive had caught up with that. These last two games, I'm seeing that, but – I'm not seeing, like, it's not just that. Butler has the ball. It's all different for the better.
Well, when Draymond has the ball, he's actually got two people he can throw it to now, man, instead of one.
Man.
So that's going to help. And the other thing is Jimmy Butler can play make, so Draymond doesn't have to do it as much. You can cut his initiating of the offense in half, maybe,
yeah,
and let Jimmy Butler do it.
And I don't know if you've caught this, but Curry's real giddy after he's been making shots and they go in, Steiny, but it's almost like the offense is rolling so much now, you know it's back to old school. You know it's coming. You know he's coming, and he still gets it off. Like, I think we're back, and that's why I keep bringing up the Durant thing towards Jimmy, just him being out there, the gravity that the defense got to respect him with. And now it just feels like Steph's playing, if they're playing, easier basketball. But you can't tell me Steph is not feeling it, and that's why he's able to do what he's doing, I believe.
Let's go to Julie. Julie's in Concord. Hey, Julie, how you doing?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you today?
All right. Doing well.
So I just wanted to say, you know, looking at the eyes, you look at Curry's eyes now, and he's got that, in a good, happy place, and we're doing well. And, you know, that in itself, he puts off an aura of, you know, you guys need to do this, everybody's going to have fun, but we're going to win a game, too. And he's not, you know, he's not killing himself out there anymore, trying to make everybody win and be a better player. He's actually enjoying it, and it's contagious.
That's what it looks like to me, Julie.
Yeah, me too,
and
Jay.
And you're very similar to my partner. With you both seem to have a gift of being able to look into a player's eyes and tell everybody exactly what that player is thinking and how he's approaching.
Yeah, I don't want to. Hey, I'm no doctor.
You with Wiggins,
yeah, not,
and Julie with Steph Curry.
Yeah, that almost lost my license with Wiggins on that one. But I'll tell you this, Donnie, he just feels rejuvenated, man. He really does. And it's not hard to kind of figure out why. And now he's looking like a kid at the park, just letting them fly how we used to play.
I think this is a real good point from the text line.
Give it to me.
From the 510. I think players are able to play more to their strengths because they don't have to try to be Steph's second scoring option. I actually think that's very on the money. Because
it's more natural now?
Well, yeah, this team didn't have a number two scorer. It was Wiggins sometimes. It was Kuminga sometimes. I mean, I think it was Buddy Hield here and there. And you know what? The whole narrative around Steph needing help. You know, I've always thought, what if you're a player on the team and you hear that for half a season? Steph doesn't have a bona fide number two. You know, Steph needs help. The guys around Steph aren't good enough. It may mean that those players try to do too much, or they're trying to score to be the guy to help Steph Curry. And now they don't really have to worry about that because you figure Jimmy Butler's going to be that
guy. Yeah, and this is no shade at Wiggins, Donnie. He had all the gifts to be able to be that person, but he wouldn't put his imprint on the game as consistent enough. So that's what was frustrating about Wiggins, and he balled out. But the bottom line, Donnie, is Jimmy Butler, you know what you're getting all 48 minutes of every game, I believe.
I mean, the bottom line is if you put the ball in Jimmy Butler's hands, you're probably going to get a good shot. Mm. But you can't play that way with Andrew Wiggins. I mean, you can't just give him the ball and he's going to generate a good shot. He might generate a shot for himself,
mm-hmm.
but he didn't create a lot for others. And that's the one thing I think that you can count on from Jimmy Butler. The 415, Steiny, you stole my We Believe comparison. No, I didn't.
Oh, wow.
No, well, I didn't.
We got problems here.
That's all me.
Is that why you want off Twitter?
That's all me. What?
Somebody saying you stole their idea.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's inaccurate. By the way, coming up after the break, your chance to play knockout at Chase Center. Now, this came to me in my sleep on Friday night. Actually, on Thursday night. Remember, on Friday, I said I forgot to bring it up. So, it's been in my mind for about 7 days. 888-957-9570. I'll give you the keyword on the other side so you can play knockout at Chase Center. That's coming up on the other side. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Safety on roads and freeways starts at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Your 15-minute drive-through oil change for all vehicle types. Friendly technicians check fluids, wipers, lights, tires, and more while you stay in your vehicle. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To Butler, started by Green. Spin, hang, fires, and hits right over the top. Jimmy buckets with a big-time bucket there, and the Warriors lead by 6.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, thank you, Tim Roy. Appreciate it. Coming up in 10 minutes, I'm going to give you the keyword, which will get you onto Chase Center's floor to play knockout with 95.7 The Game and a bunch of other listeners. That's coming up in about 10 minutes or so. I'm gonna give you that keyword, and then I'll tell you how you follow through and get to Chase Center.
Because you got me on the edge of my seat.
Why?
You said you're going to share with us what you've been holding for 7 days, your thoughts you had.
No. What do you mean?
You said you had a thought Friday that you didn't share on the show.
Yeah, it was the We Believe. Remember, we went yeah. to the cafeteria yeah.
oh,
on Friday.
Right. And another letdown.
Remember, okay. I was kicking myself
right.
because I hadn't I shared this right. wonderful analogy with the Bay Area.
Damn it! Yeah, but I thought it was something new. Okay, it was that one.
Huh? I was able to yesterday, yeah. though. Let's get back to Steph Curry and yeah. how much Jimmy Butler's been helping him, at least through 2 games. Curry was asked about the spacing with Jimmy Butler.
I don't know what the number is. The analytics team to answer that one, but mostly it just feels like if there is a double and you get off of it, something good is going to happen on the back end. And there's just a feeling like if there's a comfort level of we're going to create a good shot. Whether you make or miss, that's the league. I got hot in the third quarter of Chicago tonight, a couple ones in the fourth, but you're just creating good looks, and over and over and over, if you can do that, then everybody's confidence goes up.
All right, that's Steph Curry on the spacing, and I think the one thing he's trying to do now, and you know what, I think I'd have to think about it, but at the beginning of Curry's career, when he would start to get double teamed, he always held the ball, not always, he sometimes held the ball a split second too soon. And it was probably a function of who was on the team because they weren't great back then. Mm-hmm. And then I thought during the golden years, if you will, that he had so much talent on the floor that when he saw a double team, he got rid of it at the perfect time.
Man.
And they played 4-on-3, it felt like, for a lot of possessions. And I can't help but wonder if the first part of the season without Jimmy Butler, I think he was probably trying to do a little too much when he got double teamed, knowing that there wasn't he didn't have a great running mate next to him. And now I think when he sees a double team, he's kind of back to automatically giving the ball up and trying to create an advantage for teammates. And if it does, the ball might come back to him.
And
so
that's what we've been seeing. And Stani, just real quick to that point, he's probably been feeling that way a year and a half. You know what I mean? Like, come on now. The last time he had somebody of this caliber, Steph Curry, they went to 3 straight NBA finals, won 2 of them. And if you could just erase, and I know nobody asked, but if you could erase what Jimmy Butler's trials and tribulations were, and you just found out you were getting him to go along with Steph and Draymond, and his nickname, like Tim Roy just said, coming back from the break, is Jimmy Buckets. You earn nicknames. Stoney, are we so surprised? It is only short sample size, again, 2 games, that is having the impact and effect on Curry and the team. It just makes me not shocked from that vantage point.
Yeah, and I mean, they've looked great in the first 2 games. There's a lot to come yet, though.
No doubt.
And, for example, I have 29 written down.
Ooh.
And that's how many games the Warriors have left. So, of course, the way I'm thinking is, all right, how many games are Butler, Draymond, and Steph going to play of the last 29? Assuming they're healthy.
Butler, Dre, and Steph.
Yeah. Assuming they're healthy.
My mark is 25?
I think you take...
I want to up it to 26.
I think you take 25 right now. Right. I would absolutely take that right now. If you told me Curry's going to have to miss four more games, Butler four more, and Draymond four more, I would say, I'll take it.
Okay.
I'll take it. Because if
Kuminga happens to one of them, then oh boy.
Well, I think that's obviously what they can't afford an injury to one of those three guys. I think that's obvious. Although, you know what?
Well,
maybe if Draymond were to get hurt, it would open the door for Kuminga. Maybe you get a look at that.
But you don't feel as the airs that let out the balloon. And I don't want to find out because we need Dre.
Bob Fitzgerald's coming up at 1:15 today. 1:15, Bob Fitzgerald, and he's with the team right now in Dallas.
They get a banged up Maverick team. That's a mess going on outside of the basketball stuff.
And then Steve Kerr will join Willard and Dibbs at 4:00.
Got to be feeling good. 4:00. I can imagine.
Yeah. Hey, you know what I was noticing with like one exception. The trade deadline, it was really active. But not a lot of the big boys did much. The only big boy that really did anything was Cleveland.
And they did DeAndre Hunter. That's big for them. Okay. But did Boston need anything?
Boston didn't do it.
Okay.
Boston has not been playing great. Boston didn't do anything. The Knicks didn't do anything big. Pacers didn't do anything big either, did they? Did they get under that tax they needed to get under? I can't remember. And then we get down to the Bucks, and you know what? They didn't do anything big either.
They got Kyle Kuzma.
He stinks. Evan.
Give him time.
Hey, Evan. You like Kuzma?
He might be one of the worst players I've ever seen.
I hate I have to stick up for guys.
I'm dead serious. I don't...
He's been ruined in D.C., but I guess, Evan... Like, if you and I were to go after work, and I mean this, to the Y, and I saw you shoot, I'd come back and give you your propers and say, Evan can shoot. He's not an NBA player. But
Able to shoot is one thing. Having a skill is one thing. Good. If I cut a clip from last night of Kyle Kuzma, seconds, and I asked you what he was doing.
He was bad.
I don't think that you could give me a straight answer, because I don't think he knew what he was doing.
And I'm holding on to the past. Kyle Kuzma, late Laker career, early with. Like, dude, he's beaten down. How much can a guy take, man?
He's in the NBA. Grow your game.
Yeah.
Oklahoma City, nothing.
I won't defend him.
Memphis, nothing, right?
Yep.
Denver, nothing. Rockets, nothing.
Nope.
And then we get to the Lakers. They did something.
Well, let's be honest. What's that signal? That you're kind of behind when you need to add. You know what I feel like Boston's complete. They're lollygagging through the regular season, but they're complete. They're secure. The Warriors were searching since the offseason, and it didn't go the way they kind of thought it would go, but you got your guy, and now the Butler did it. He's here.
So let me just run through this real quick. Oklahoma City, okay. Memphis, and Denver.
Can I interrupt you, Johnny? I got to apologize to Evan and you. Kuzma airballed a free throw. Did you? I'm done. Hey, I'm done defending these cats.
Yeah, you were,
I was like, what's
not,
up,
though.
Dude? How do you airball a free throw?
You're not done.
I'm retired, Stan. I need different clientele to defend. Give me airball to Frosted. Did he just not... I looked at everybody, act like nothing happened.
He made the second one.
Oh, let's give him a cookie.
Well, he could have played for the Warriors before they got Butler. One of two.
That, boy. Anyway, I interrupted you.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
All right. You think the Lakers are 32 and or 32?
You know
and
where I'm at.
You think they're going to get better?
Yes.
Okay. So the Warriors won't be able to catch them. So that's four out. Houston's 33-20. I don't think you can catch them.
They're so young, I don't think you can catch them, Stani. That's just me.
Now, what about this team, the L.A. Clippers? I said this to Evan today. I think the Clippers have been the most under-the-radar team in the Western Conference this year.
And you deserve a raise for it.
They haven't really been in the news. But they're plugging along,
and they're playing pretty good basketball. And now Kawhi's getting his legs under him. So if you were asking me, Goo, do you think they could keep it up? I'm gonna say yes.
And they also got Bogdanovich, who can shoot it a little bit.
I forgot that.
And we'll see. But you know, the Clippers, are they going to be better than they were in the first half? They might be. And they're six games over. What about Minnesota?
I got to tell you, I would give. Finchie the coach of the year right now. Stani, it feels like they're four under, and they're what, five over 500?
30-24.
Yeah, six. Like, Ant Edwards is just incredible, but the right on the table for them is Julius Randle, the ball stopper, will come back.
Yeah, come and off the bench.
Do you think that?
That's what I told Finchie.
Yeah.
I did. I don't know how that'll go. You can't start Randle when he comes back.
Wow. I don't see that happening
because he didn't respond.
Well,
but I told him.
But anyway,
I'm out.
I could really see them falling off, but I feel like addition by subtraction.
I think they're going to be where about they are now. Can I assume Dallas and the Kings you think are in trouble?
I'm giving the Kings, they're not. I think the Kings got a chance in making the play-in. So I don't got them falling off, and they came and won that game or stole it from, almost lost it, from Dallas last night.
The other team is San Antonio.
I think they're just
Phoenix.
Too far back.
They are far back. They're three and back of the Warriors. And, I mean, if you're the Warriors, I think you could rightfully expect Dallas, Sacramento, and Phoenix. I don't know if they're going to have a great second half.
And when you say second half, I get kind of mad. Not at you, just the math. Stani, it's 29. It's going to be 27 games for some teams. Like, it ain't 41-41 like it should be. Like, it's go time next Wednesday. I think we got a game Wednesday. Lakers one game Wednesday. I think it's Lakers-Hornets. I could be wrong. Next Wednesday. After the first game after the break.
Is that when it is, Wednesday? Yeah. So they get like 6 days off, something like that? Mm-hmm. Steve Kerr, let's get to more sound from Steve Kerr. Just talking about the integration of Jimmy Butler.
It has been absolutely seamless, and it's because of Jimmy's IQ. He just has an incredible feel for the game. So all we had to do was give him a few of our actions, terminology, last couple of days, and we just, you know, we're running three or four things, and otherwise it's just basketball, and he knows how to play basketball.
All right, Steve Kerr talking about Jimmy Butler, and it is all good right now for the Golden State Warriors. They've won two in a row. And Jimmy Butler has looked,
man,
excellent. The Warriors have looked very good, except for the first half against Chicago, and they turned that around in a hurry. The young guys are chipping in.
Yes,
Moody,
they are.
Pajemski.
And growing.
Quentin Post.
I wanted him to finish the game yesterday, but
I didn't even know that he did. He hit some daggers. Quentin Post.
Is not scared.
I mean, when's the last stretch five the Warriors had?
I can't. You give me one.
I mean, Mo Spates.
Well, nice call.
But this guy shoots threes at a higher rate, I think, than Mo. I always remember Mo hitting that like top of the key jumper that
he did
that wasn't quite a three.
Yeah.
Obviously, Bogut didn't do it.
But
JaVale
this
McGee
way,
didn't do it.
This way, Stani. Man.
Yeah, no. Quentin Post, 4-for-5 last night, 3-for-4 from three. Got four rebounds.
Can pass. Got some, yeah.
They may have found a little something with Quentin Post. Now, he is turning 39 in about 4 weeks.
You hate that. So, was this?
I don't hate
so
that.
So, this was a Bob Myers pick.
I don't hate that.
QP was a Bob Myers?
No. He was drafted this year. He's a rookie.
Okay, yeah.
He's a rookie.
All right. I'm thrown off by the years. So, yeah, so for the people saying they could, you know,
see,
what's the draft look like? Man.
I like older guys when they get drafted. I don't like older guys when they get to the end of their careers.
Well, his is just starting, and Stani, they don't have anything like him. And right now, he's got a pretty form. What about his shot? It's smooth.
I mean, the other thing about, he's been playing for a while. He's 24 years old. He's going to turn 25, I think, pretty soon. So, I mean, you see these guys who get 4 years of schooling. Damn. I mean, he needed half a year to get acclimated, and then Steve Kerr starts him.
And I got worried about him. I'm being honest, Donnie. I know we had him on a while back. He was great. I got worried about him. His first game against Anthony Davis, Christmas, against AD in that Laker game. You know, the numbers weren't there or whatnot, but he was just getting, you know, broken into the league. But I was like, we kind of hadn't heard anything from him after that. And then he just stayed ready. And now, Stein, if you ask me right now who I'd start at the five, it's QP.
Yeah, he's 24. He's going to be 25 in March. So he's got some seasoning. He knows. He seems to know how to play.
Him and Konecty.
888-957-9570 is the number. And we are talking about the Golden State Warriors, the new-look Golden State Warriors. Here's the other thing I talked about the other day, and now I might want to amend it a little bit. So when I was talking about the Warriors making a move, I think this whole team revolves around Draymond and Steph. And so I remember thinking, it's going to be hard to change the dynamic if both of those guys are still here. It's just, it's hard. But Jimmy Butler is a little bit different. And he has lessened the importance of Draymond Green a little bit. Maybe not on the court.
No, I feel you, man.
But the dynamic of this team is changing a little bit, even with Curry and Draymond Green. Like I think, and listen, I'm not saying this to get into an argument or anything like that, but I kind of think that Steph and Draymond Green are in lockstep that Jimmy Butler's the best player on the team. I mean, he's the best player on the team. And even if Curry doesn't believe it, it doesn't matter. It's about him playing like they think he's the best player on the team. And this guy's walked right onto this team and earned the respect, at least, as a player from Steph and Draymond. And
I love it.
He has changed the dynamic a little bit on this team.
And,
for sure.
Yeah, Stoney, I feel that. I'm watching it, and I'll say this because I want to knock on wood, and I will. If anybody on the Warriors, if Evan hits the breaking news sounder and somebody were to get hurt and miss an extended amount of time like Kuminga, if it's not Curry or Butler, why do I tell you I feel like All-State, we're still in good hands? Like, that's how I feel now. Before Butler, if one of those guys, Dre or Steph, went down, I'm like, oh, boy, it's really – like, I don't feel that anymore. I feel like another – do I dare say parent? There's an adult in the room in regard to his basketball wisdom and everything that comes with it, to where you got Steph – like, you got Steph and Steph and Butler, Steiny. I don't care who's not available. You still can get it done.
I mean, obviously, they don't want to lose anybody.
Of course.
And I think if they were to lose somebody for 3 or 4 weeks, they'd be done if it were one of those three guys.
Yeah, but I'm saying two of them, it's not. Jimmy and Steph.
Well, I don't know if they can get it done with just Jimmy and Steph. But maybe. I mean, maybe. They certainly are more equipped to win a game with Jimmy and Steph than when they didn't have Jimmy Butler and were missing a guy.
Do you ever wonder, and it's not been that long, but you asked me about an hour ago, Steiny, I really do believe had they got a guy that shot the three ball 6 or 8 times, I don't know if they would have the impact that Jimmy Butler's having because his game is so different. I'm wondering if it looks so great now, not only because they won, forget who they played, stylistically, the fact that this dude lives inside the paint. Like, that is so huge.
Yeah, I'm interested to see, you know, how it continues. And if they start playing better teams, you know, how he gets defended and how teams are going to react to Butler being on the floor. But he's fit in. He's fit in seamlessly. Speaking of Quentin Post, let's listen to Steve Kerr on the 7-foot.
Pod snitched on him yesterday. Go ahead.
On the 7-foot rookie.
I mean, that last three, I think there were 20 seconds on the shot clock. And so the confidence is really impressive with Quentin. I'm just so impressed by, you know, just the way he plays, the nature of his game. There's no hesitation. He knows exactly what he's doing. So it makes him quicker than he actually is. When you know what's coming, when you have a feel for the game like he does, it improves your ability to make things happen and to stay in front defensively. And he's a well-schooled, you know, well-coached player who's come in here as a rookie, just ready to go.
That's Steve Kerr on Quentin Post.
Yeah. Your boy dined him out on the...
I don't know what you're talking about.
So Pods talked right to Kalina and the guys after the game.
All right.
And they asked him about QP3's game that he just had, right? Okay. Big three-pointers. And Pods, out of nowhere, nobody asked him about it. He goes, yeah, his girlfriend's on the trip with him, so maybe he's playing good. And then they go to Bonte Mully offenses. They're like, hey, Pods, you didn't have to share that information about who's on the trip with my guy. I just thought it was odd. Like, damn, Pods, you ain't got to tell him who I got on the trip with me, pal.
Yeah, I don't know if the Warriors allow wives and girlfriends.
Well,
I think they do on certain trips. Yeah.
Well, QP's on this one. This
I mean, where are
Pods? What's up?
I mean,
baby?
She could have. Where'd they play first? Saturday was
Chicago.
So, yeah, she flies into Chicago. You can drive from Chicago to Milwaukee. It's an hour and 15 minutes. Can we get to the bottom
then
of
you
the
get
wife?
To Milwaukee and you got to go to.
Yeah, but Stoney,
where
was
are we
like,
going?
Dallas.
You know, she's going to have to take a flight to Dallas.
Yeah, Greyhound.
Yeah, Greyhound.
And then Dallas and Houston.
But Pods just nonchalantly, yes, he's on the trip, like, hey, we don't need to know that, right? Hey, don't talk about that. Oh, that's pretty funny.
Who was I, where did I see this the other day where a guy was talking about he got traded? Oh, Shaq. Shaq
what
was
did he
talking
say?
About
the
it.
The big fella.
Where, when he went to, I forget, was it Miami? Yeah, let me do this first. I'm going to give you the keyword to win a spot at Chase Center. I'm going to do it right now. Here's the keyword. T, as in Jimmy Butler, scores in the key. K-E-Y. At some point, before 1 o'clock, you're going to hear this sounder. No. There it is. When you hear that sounder, be caller number one to the contest line, and you will be headed to the Chase Center. Keyword is key, and we'll be playing that sounder at some point before 1 o'clock. Don't call now. All right, 888-957-9570 if you want to join into the conversation. Jimmy Butler has changed the complexion of this team. At least that's the way it looks for the first two games. And how excited are you, Warrior fans, about this? You think with 29 games to go, all of a sudden this team has action? I don't know. Maybe they do. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. That segment was also brought to you by Honda of Vallejo.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.